My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Hello, my free thinkers, people who have stepped back and they're starting to think for themselves. We should actually call it free knowers, because it's not about thinking, it's about knowing, and that's what we're doing with this work. We're connecting you so deeply to your heart that this knowing comes in, where you don't have to question things anymore. Do you see how many people question every decision? Whether to go right or left, question, question, question. So that's a confusion space at spirit level when you can't make up your mind. When you're locked into your spirit and awakened, your decisions come in less than a split second. You just know. So I've talked about this before, but I don't do anything until I hear go. And so I'll sit in the quietude, knowing it's online, so that something's been offered to me or presented to me. And I will not answer or give it my attention until I hear action. And it could sit there for 100 years with no action. But usually it will sit there and get action when I feel like the time is right to answer it. Because a lot of the time, too, I don't have the answer yet. So it sits there offline until that answer is downloaded into my knowing. So that's how it works. It's that trust space where you know. You don't have to answer. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do any of that stuff until you get your knowing. So the more filters or programs we release, the deeper the knowing, the more quickly you will be able to understand your decision making. Do I let this sit to the side and wait, or do I answer it now? It's going to come in very, very clearly for you. And that's that trust component. And it feels amazing when you can start trusting. That's you being on your path. So trusting your path, knowing that you will not sell an ounce of yourself or do anything that is out of alignment. You'll put it to the side and wait till you hear yes, or you wait till you hear no. And until then, it's just neutral. It's beautiful. Let's go to the question. Kaya, why do some things appear one way, but when I sit with it for a while, it feels the exact opposite? Okay, great question. I actually was thinking about this a lot today as well. So we can expand this out to the governments, people we meet on the street, friends, relationships we're in. And this can be really, really confusing for young children is what I'm seeing. And then people who are really intuitive, it can be really confusing. A lot of people that are not awakened can actually, they won't be confused by this because they just accept what they hear. I was talking to someone the other day. They were telling me about what is on the news about this virus. And I stepped back and I said, you know, you don't have to believe everything that the news says. Just because it's the news doesn't mean it's true. And the person was really surprised by that. Like, what was I actually saying? So to answer the question, a lot of the time, what I see is that we are told one thing, but what's deeply ingrained in the patterns of the individual or the institution is an entirely different side of the coin. And so for children, if you're told one thing, say you're told one thing by your parent, and yet, so this is a rule, you're told by your parent, and yet that parent behaves in an exactly opposite way. How confusing would that be for a child? The same when you're standing with someone and they tell you a story about why something happened, and yet when you sit back, you feel something totally different coming through. So what this work does, it starts to open up that discernment for you, where you're able to step back and separate yourself from the language that someone's saying, or the writing someone said, whatever, however they communicate, to step back from that and really get behind and start seeing the frequencies that person, place, or thing is resonating in. That's the true answer. That's where you get your answer. So as your abilities open up, you're going to start to see the discrepancies in so many things. And it can be really disheartening. I remember as a little girl, I was really intuitive, and that would happen to me, and I would stand there blank because why was I feeling one way with a person when they were saying something the exact opposite? And it was really confusing, and I know that I can tap into you guys, and it was the same for you. I can see that. And to this day, it's the same. It's like people and places and things saying one thing and doing another. So what we're doing with this work is we are creating authentic human beings. What you get, what you see is what you get, and what you get is what you see. So if you're working with me, you'll see, or you could ask my kids or my friends, I'm just me. I don't change. If I was to go on a date, if I was to visit with my best friend, if I was to work with you, if I was to play with my kids, to be with my pets, you're going to get the same person, one person, my spirit locked in to Kaya. This is Kaya. This is who I am. I don't change. Yes, sometimes I might dress up and dress down, but you're still going to get the same person. What happens is when you get these filters and programs, you bring in so many different renditions of yourself. Some people can be three different people at once. So they're a mom. When they go home to their children, they act one way. When they're at work, they act another way. And when they're with their partner or out with their friends, they act an entirely different way. How confusing is that, first and foremost, for yourself? What we do is we remove those renditions of you and get you just you. And it feels so good. And that's what I talk to you guys about, is coming home. One rendition, one spirit. Nothing else in your field that's confusing you. No more confusion. And the world that we're opening up to, the new consciousness, we will just be authentic human beings there, playing, frolicking, helping, enjoying. You know, yes, hard work, sure. Doing all that stuff, but we're going to do it in a way that brings us pleasure. We'll fine-tune it. We'll strike the chord that is perfect for us, our own frequency signature, and step out authentic, never having to change. Just being you. Yes, at times you'll be more playful than others. I get that. But you're not shifting characters and bringing something in that isn't you, covering up. Usually what happens there is that we're feeling like there's a self-worth issue, and we're feeling like we're not quite good enough, so we have to add something to who we are. So we puff ourselves up with taking on something that isn't us. Sometimes we copy other people. There's many different ways that we could do that. So this work is about being authentic, most of all for yourself. It always starts with you, and then people will feel you owning who you are, and they'll feel the delight. I have so much fun with my kids. I just keep them laughing, and I don't take myself seriously, and I can laugh at myself. I make mistakes all the time. It's funny. We're here to experience this. We're not here to be perfect, and that's perfectly imperfect, because you're authentic. Your heart, your head, your groin stable, here, balanced, neutral, joyful. That's a byproduct, joyful. It's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we prepare for a more authentic life, just you, 2 feet on the ground, 1 foot, 2 foot. A deep breath in, starting at the head, starting to feel these frequencies coming in a column. Imagine a B beam, the width of a foot wide, a perfect cylinder, is going to be coming down our body today. These beautiful, pure frequencies, bringing in more authenticity, more brilliance, which equals authenticity, because you coming into your brilliance means you become one with yourself. So feeling your head opening up, let's feel this beam, this incredible frequency beam coming in through the top of your head, starting to come through your head, soothing that area. Let's take it slow, one inch at a time, moving down, coming into your brain, feeling these frequencies, this column of power coming in, coming through the eyes now, through the head, feeling it moving down, feeling the brilliance opening up more, burning away what doesn't serve, so you can just be you, coming down, feeling your tongue, feeling this column coming through your mouth, coming through your jaw, feeling this powerful column through your neck, coming to your shoulders, activating every cell, feeling this beam, one truth. Coming into your chest, a perfect, powerful column coming through, washing through your breasts, feeling your heart opening up that space, feeling this column burning away all the low feelings, that low self-worth, burning it away. It's your time now. It's your time to shine authentic, connected, whole. Feel your lungs. Feel this column washing through. Feeling it moving down your spine, activating your spine, activating the nerves, flowing through, such a power source, moving through, feeling your torso coming down your spine, washing through, feeling your groin, anchoring here, feeling these frequencies, cleaning out that space, your safety space, washing it clean. Just you, powerful, strong woman, man, child. Down we go, through the legs, feeling it, the column. Greatest power coming through, anchored, committed to you. Luxuriating in this feeling, being locked in, feeling the column moving down now over your knees, bottoms of your legs, feel the power down to your feet, through your feet now, blasting through the earth to the center of the earth, lighting up all the way through the earth, right to the center, grounded, this incredible column, frequencies cleansing you, more authentic every day, nothing to fear, washing away, just you now. When you're you, fear cannot exist. It's impossible. Feel yourself. Feel your spirit field now, arm's length all around you. Feel the beauty and connection of you just being yourself, nothing to prove. Walking through life, owning it. What you are is the contribution the world needs. That simple connection of you in the present moment is what this world needs. We don't need anything other than that. As we all lock in to who we are, our gifts get mobilized. Every single one of us offering something to help one another It's a win-win. Deep breath in. Celebrating yourself. This is the dawn of a new time that will go down in history. We're part of that. Let's celebrate today. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.